Hey, you. NASA.
Give me the Cyber Razor Cut.
Cyber Razor Cut.
Yeah!
If you want to be a Satanist, get yourself a Cyber Razor Cut.
To be this good takes ages, huh?
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Hear all of the best saggy music.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sonic Yoda from Sega Driven back once again with another edition of the Cyber Razor Cut live on Radio Sega. Sorry for the delayed beginning. We're airing at 9 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. So yeah, apologies for that. Basically, I was guest appearing on another podcast, and the guys couldn't do another time. So I just shuffled things around a bit. So it's all right. Double duty on the podcast tonight. It's all good. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you're listening live, if you are doing such a thing, you should head over to the chat room and join us. We're currently joined by Trigon, Rexy, Woa22, Voice, Spondy, Biafra, Black Knight 2008, CTR, SBK, John the VG Nerd, Mick Bynes, TCB, Trekkie, Twinnie, and Tyler White. Nice and busy tonight. Thank you very much for joining in, guys. It's really appreciated, as usual. And yeah, you're in for an hour of Sega-themed music and remixes chosen by myself. Cool, cool stuff. We've got lots to discuss, lots of news, actually things happening. I thought it was a bit slow on the uptake, to be honest with you, recently, but lo and behold, I've had a little dig, and there's a fair bit to talk about, which is good, because it helps me quite a lot. Cool stuff. But yes, as per the podcast I was doing prior to this, the guys run a website called Great Bit Blog, and it's a Game Boy thing. So yeah, I was really be happy to join in on that. So if you're interested in the old retro and a bit of Game Boy, then check out Great Bit Blog. They're on Twitter, obviously a blog as well. It's wordpress.com. But yeah, cool stuff indeed. I was very happy to be involved in that, so hopefully that should go out sooner or later. And there's another bit of me talking about retro games for you all. So yeah, cool stuff. Anyway, let us continue with music. Well, let's talk about what we opened with. You just heard Benjamin Briggs with Flight of the Battery, an awesome remix of One Battery Zone from Sonic & Knuckles. Very, very much enjoying that a lot, it's got to be said. I played it before, but yeah, long due a return, let's put it that way. Right, let's continue. Bayonetta? I think it's time for some Bayonetta. Enjoy.
Razor Cat. Oh, booger.
Y'all ready to fly, back. Live the killer with a squad, so the movement back. Maybe the music back. And you got a course side seat to get it straight from the source. Now how cool is that? So you can hate them, but the truth is that you fucking with the best, and we coming with the new shit, black. Yeah, I need to know how y'all feeling. I need to know if y'all willing to raise it up to the ceiling and get it going. We gotta get it up.
Let's go, let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to ride? Y'all ready to fly? Y'all ready to live? Y'all ready to come on? Yeah.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to move? Y'all ready to fool? Y'all ready to win? If y'all ready to lose?
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Yeah, the mission is to kill a man. For the love, respect, then the dividends. For the squad, the game, man, the Benjamins. For the soul, the heart, and to get it in. And believe I gotta get it in. That's why I'm out on the push with no limit, man. That's why I'm out on the move with no gimmick, man. That's why I'm down to stop, you can't quit it, man. I'm strung out on this shit, I can't kick it, man. I mean, for real, dog, I can't quit, man.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to ride? Y'all ready to fly? Y'all ready to live? Y'all ready to come on? Yeah.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
If y'all ready to move, if y'all ready to fool, if y'all ready to win, if y'all ready to lose.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
The dudes back, live the killer with a squad, so the movement back, maybe the music back. And you got a course side seat to get it straight from the source. Now how cool is that? So you can hate them, but the truth is that you fucking with the best, and we coming with the new shit, black. Yeah, I need to know how y'all feeling. I need to know if y'all willing to raise it up to the ceiling and get it going. We gotta get it up.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to live? Y'all ready to die?
And we're back. You just heard Ox with Get It Up from the Mad World soundtrack. And prior to that, you heard Masumi Ueda with the theme from Bayonetta, It's Mysterious Destiny. Cool, cool stuff indeed. Right, let's talk about the big news, because we've already had someone mention it in the chat room. But yeah, OutRun for 3DS is coming out next week, 12th of March. So yes, priced at $5.99 for the US. I can't remember what the prices have been for the UK region. Sorry, power regions. It's something like £4. I can't remember now. But yeah, 3DS OutRun. 3D OutRun, in fact, is the correct title that we should be using there. What does it add? It's now running at 60 frames per second. There's two new songs. It's got all the original content of the game. You can now stage select and save mid-game and resume where you left off. Adjustable difficulty settings. You can customize your car. That sounds pretty fun, I've got to say. And you can choose to play the game in a number of sort of faux cabinets that ape the actual ones. It doesn't look like this includes the Master System 3D version of OutRun, which the Sega Revival 3D collection that came out in Japan does. But I can't confirm that at the moment. It just doesn't look like it's there or not. I'm not entirely sure, but it hasn't certainly been confirmed or disconfirmed. Disconfirmed, is that a word? By any new source that I'm currently seeing at the moment. So yeah, fingers crossed. It'd be nice to have that as an extra feature as well, because I have not played that, and I certainly haven't bothered to hunt down the 3D glasses that are available for my system, because I think they're getting a bit rare now. But yeah, cool stuff. Cool stuff. I think everybody that has even the slightest inclination to any sort of interest in Sega games will be pretty excited about this. OutRun is an amazing arcade racer. It's not really a racing game, actually. It's more a driving game. You're just against the clock. But yeah, an incredible game. Still stands the test of time. And now you can take it anywhere you want, because it's going to be on 3DS. I'm very much looking forward to this. It's probably the highlight of this season, I suppose, of Sega 3D Classics, for me anyway. I really enjoyed Fantasy Zone last month? Yes, it would have been last month. Yeah, that was a really good remaster as well. But yeah, I've got to say, the driving games do work very well with the 3D, as I really enjoyed the 3D OutRun. That's what we're talking about. 3D Super Hang-On is what I want to say. That's a really, really good port. That's also available on 3DS already. So yeah, if you want to go and check out what driving games are like, with stereoscopic 3D, then I would definitely recommend Hang On. Cool. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. It's got to be said. I very much like Outrun quite a lot. So yeah, good stuff. So yeah, very exciting. Cool. Right, okay, let's move on, because there's only so much I can gush about Outrun. What am I feeling? I'm feeling Alien Storm, because I like me some Alien Storm. Don't know if I've played this on the show before, but this comes from the Sega Arcade DRAM remix record that also has the Sega Sonic Arcade song, which I've played quite a few times on the show. And yeah, this is the Alien Storm Killer Mix. Yeah, enjoy.
you got any Game Gear songs?
Just heard the golden trio of Tomoko Sasaki, and now Fumi Hitaya and Masafumi Ogata with Crazy Kings from the Ristar soundtrack. And as people have pointed out, I probably should have played the Game Gear version, but I don't have it to hand, so yeah. Coincidentally, as I've already mentioned in the chat room as well, I actually watched some basically a long play of the Game Gear version of Ristar, because I never played it. It's actually quite a sought-after little gem. And yeah, it really is. That, it's got to be said. I was really impressed with what I was watching. It's a strange mix of original stages and basically scaled-down versions of the Mega Drive stages. So yeah, there's a bit of both. The Mega Drive stages basically play exactly the same. I was really surprised. There seems to be an additional set of collectibles. So there's collectible stars that aren't just like health stars like they are in the Mega Drive version. They're actually sort of like rings. So yeah, I'm not entirely sure what they do. I think it's just extra life if you get 100 of them or something. But yeah, I was quite surprised at how fully formed the Game Gear version is. That's got to be said. Yeah, and prior to that, you heard DRAM with the Alien Storm Killer Mix from the Sega Arcade DRAM Mix, I think that's the name of the album. I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, good stuff all round. Cool stuff indeed. Right, let's continue with the news. Now, this is quite exciting. Sega and Game Freak are collaborating once again, and they're going to be... There's obviously a game coming out of this collaboration. There are basically pictures of postcards kicking around on Twitter. They are official from what I can gather, and they are teasing a new game reveal on the 11th of March. There seems to be a cartoon sort of elephant kicking around, and it's picking up peanuts, products, things. I'm guessing, don't quote me on this, but yeah, I'm guessing from the style it might be another mobile title. But yeah, I'm intrigued to see what happens, because the last time Sega and the Game Freak collaborated, they created Pulse Man, which is possibly one of the greatest action platformers of all time. And Gordon Bennett, is it worth a lot of money? But yeah, cool stuff. I'm intrigued to see what happens with this. But yeah, 11th of March, that's when you need to be looking out for news on in regards to this. So yeah, it would appear to be some sort of cartoony elephant type thing going on, and I'm going to put my money in my mouth and basically just say that this is probably going to be a mobile type, but we'll soon find out, hey, because 11th March is only next Wednesday, so we might even find out during the show, who knows, hey. That'd be good fun. Cool, So yeah, not really much more we can say about that, because at the moment it is literally just a teaser image on a postcard. We'll see, eh? We'll see what that turns out to be. Cool. Right, let's continue with the music. What am I feeling? I'm feeling Envy Catwalk. I've played this quite a lot, but I do like it a lot. Yeah, this is Toma featuring Hatsune Miku. Enjoy. We'll be right back. And we're back. You just heard a bit of Opus Science Collective with Turtle Village 1 from Golden Axe. Good stuff indeed. And prior to that, you heard Toma featuring Hatsune Miku with Envy Catwalk from Project Diva F2. Cool, cool stuff. Right, let's continue with the news now. I'm pretty excited about this. So there's a couple of Rodea the Sky Soldier bits and pieces. Rodea the Sky Soldier, by the way, not published by Sega, but very relevant because Yuji Naka, Mr. Sonic the Hedgehog himself, was responsible for the original version of the game on Wii. But yes, and we'll come on to that in a second. But first up, there is a new gameplay video that showcases at least 16 minutes worth of the game, which is kicking around on YouTube. You can watch it via SegaBits.com if you want to go and check that out. All in Japanese, I'm afraid. But yeah, plenty of gameplay there for you to check out. So yeah, cool stuff. Obviously, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show yet, but NOS America will be bringing the game to America and Europe this autumn. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Coming out on Wii U and 3DS. And also confirmed today, now this is the cool news, the first print editions of the Wii U version will also come bundled with the unreleased Wii version. Yeah, there you go. So the Wii version is famous for being basically Yuji Naka's baby. So it was completely directed by him. It's basically as true to his vision as possible. While the Wii U version is essentially a remake of the Wii version. Not just a simple upscaling. It's a little bit different from what I can gather. So high quality graphics and whatnot. But when I did speak to Yuji Naka during Summer of Sonic 2011, if I remember correctly, and at that point the Wii version of Rodea had already gone gold, despite the fact that it never got an actual release. So this is basically the version that he was speaking about back then. So 2011, the Wii version of Rodea and the Sky Soldier was finished, and it's only just coming out now. It's pretty mad to think. I've got to say, this is basically breaking point for me. I think I'm going to be having to get a Wii U very soon. I very much want to get me some Rodea. If you haven't checked out Rodea yet, go and check out that gameplay video on SegaBits.com, because if you are a fan of the Knights franchise, you should be very much pleased to see what Rodea offers. It's very much a flying action game in a similar style. Yeah, cool stuff indeed. So yeah, there you go. First print editions of the Wii U version of Rodea now contain the original Wii version as well. Yuji Naka's baby, eh? Cool, cool stuff. I'm very much looking forward to that. Right, back on with the tunes. Oh, we're cracking on through this. I didn't realise the show was going past so quick. It's nice when that happens. It means I'm having fun. Small bits. Right, let's continue. I'm feeling some Crush 40. I've been dropping a bit of Crush 40 into the show every now and again. Can't remember if we played this or not. Regardless, it's what I'm made of, and it's a damn good song. Enjoy. Time.
queen of.
This is Dr. Robotnik, and you and your sniveling friends are listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Sorry, almost forgot there.
That was John Sonoy with Westopolis from Shadow the Hedgehog. That's what I want to say. God, I don't know why I managed to get Shadow the Hedgehog mixed up with Black Doom, but that was what I was going for there. It's probably because I had it on the mind. And prior to that, you heard Crush 40 with What I'm Made Of. So yeah, double dose of John Sonoy there for you, because I do have lots of feelings for that man. Cool stuff. Yeah, I very much enjoy that man's style. He's got me set. Has a lovely guitar playing sound. Right, so yeah, let's talk about Sonic Runners, eh? Because that got a soft launch in Canada and Japan. So yeah, if you have an iOS device or an Android device and live in said regions, you can now download it and check it out. It would appear to be free. It's a endless runner. You tap the screen to jump, and that's pretty much it. You can triple jump for some reason. I've played a little bit, because it would appear that Android versions are not very well kept with their security, so you can just literally download a file and have it running in your region by the looks of things. But yes, I played it over the weekend, and I've got to say, it's quite a nice little thing. I don't know whether it's a case of the graphical style hides the fact that it's actually a very simple little thing, but it was keeping me entertained, let's put it that way. It's very much in a similar style to... So there was this Sonic Anniversary app that came out a little while ago, and there was a little game on there called Sonic the Hedgehog. And basically, yeah, it was a little cartoon Sonic, and he automatically ran, and all you had to do was tap to avoid enemies and jump over obstacles and stuff. So yeah, it's very much in the similar vein. It's just this time, there's all the added graphical flair. There's like gems to collect and boost rings and stuff to go through, and there's all manner of gimmicks kicking around. It's quite a fun little thing, it's got to be said. And yeah, it does. It's, I've got to say, for all the time I was playing it, there wasn't anything intrusive, like advertisement wise or microtransaction-y style stuff. I didn't really sort of stop my play at any point and go, oh, that's annoying, that's in the way, can you go away please. It very much was just play the game, have fun, and once you're done sort of thing. Yeah, so that's all you could ask for, really. That's free to play done right, as far as I'm concerned. That's actually a free game. But yeah, like I say, it's currently it's in its soft launch period at the moment, so it's kind of like, it's a bit like a beta test more than anything else. But the game is essentially in its final, you know, stages of development. But yeah, I imagine what will happen is they will take back feedback from what's going on with the soft launch, and they will implement some final changes and then launch it everywhere else. So yeah, it's a cool little thing, I've got to say. If you have access to play it, you can do no wrong, because it's, like I say, it's not entirely intrusive with its free-to-play model. It's just a fun little game. I've seen things online saying that it's online only, but I couldn't see any evidence of that when I was playing it on my friend's Android device, so I don't know if that's true or not, but if anybody would like to confirm, I can happily comment on the show in the next link, because I'm going to play some more music now. Yay! Right, let's have some Mega Driver. It's about time, isn't it? This is Battlefield, it's from Golden Axe, and it's a damn fine song. Enjoy.
Bentley Jones, and you're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
we're back. That was Groovemaster 303 with Under Logic from the Streets of Rage remix soundtrack. Good stuff. Remake, sorry, not remix. And prior to that, you heard Mega Driver's version of Battlefield from Golden Axe. Lovely stuff indeed. Right, last 6 minutes of the show. So I want to say a couple of things. We're going to give you the schedule for the rest of the week, and then it's a final song from me. So first up, let's finish off with the news. So in sort of Sega related news as well, we've got a projected release date for Monster Boy and the Wizard of Booze, which is the new Monster Boy Monster World slash Wonder Boy game that's coming out. It's being developed by the people who made Flying Hamster. It's going to be planned to be finished by quarter four of this year, so not a particularly long wait, hopefully. There's also a new screenshot which shows the character looking like a frog. Apparently the items you equip change the character's sprite in real time, so yeah, interesting stuff. Then finally, the last piece, I think it might be. It's the final add-on for Alien Isolation that comes with the season pass. It's called The Trigger. It adds three new maps, and you can now play as the Deputy Marshal Ricardo. Cool stuff. That's available now on Steam, Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS3, and PS4. Cool. Right, now, the rest of the week on Radio Sega looks like this. Friday at midnight, first thing in the morning, it's RSM Live with Voice. Then later on, at the same day at 9 p.m, it's the Sega Mix Drive with Rexy. Saturday, it's the late afternoon breakfast show with Chatter Remix at 4 p.m. Saturday Night Sega is at 10 p.m. on Saturday with Gavin UK. Then Sunday, it's the Radio Sega Sunday Fun Day with Andy Pandy 1991. 8 p.m. 10 p.m. it's Fantasy Star Beats with SPK. Monday it's the Radio Sega Top 40 Countdown with KC at 8 p.m. and then back to me once again for another edition of the Cyber Razor Car, hopefully in my usual slot of 8 p.m. next Wednesday. Cool stuff. Definitely go and check out the rest of the shows on Radio Sega. Everybody puts all their heart and soul into it, and an awful lot of effort, and we all appreciate your support. So yes, please go and support everybody that does a show if you can, because you know, we do have real life, and things can get in the way sometimes. So, you know, it can slide. I'll let you off once in a while. But, you know, try and help us out. It's all good. Thank you very much for everybody that's joined in the chat room. It's always appreciated. It's been lovely chatting with you all. And, yeah, if you're listening live or down in the podcast, I have been Sonic Yoda from Sega Driven. This has been the Cyber Razor Cut, and this is going to be the final song of the show. You're listening to The Sandland. It's by Dr. Manhattan, and it's a remix of Sandopolis. Enjoy. See you next week, guys. Bye-bye. Just a quick mention for the Sega Mixer Drive Friday at 9 p.m. Audio Sprite is going to be joining Rexy live on the air. That's going to be something you want to check out. So yes, definitely tune in tomorrow. Friday, 9 p.m. Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy. Enjoy.